Okay. One of the possible disadvantages of the new setup is that you might not be able to see the screen from over here if I stand here. Can you see it? You can see it?
Over your, oh. I can see over your head.
You can see over me. Oh, well. I always wanted to be too tall for something. Yeah. Okay, so Hebrews says Jesus is greater. Why does it say Jesus is greater? Because he is. Yeah, that's true. Anybody tell me? Why does it say Jesus is greater under Hebrews? Pardon? Because God's got more? Let me know that. Because, I hope you remember this, that the whole of Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews, is explaining how the new covenant with Jesus is far greater than the old covenant of the Old Testament law. And so throughout Hebrews, he's explaining how Jesus is greater than various people and things and whatever. And then that's why when he comes to chapter 11, he wants people to have faith. And chapter 11 is this great chapter about faith. Now, you'll be aware that we've only done chapter 1 so far, or the first half of chapter 1, but we are going to go back to cover the rest of Hebrews. But today we're going to look at another hero of faith. A couple of weeks ago we looked at Abraham and Sarah, and today we're looking at Moses. Moses. Oops. Oh, it's not come up there. We'll let our technician work on that one. Oh dear, never mind. So, that last 2 weeks ago, when I was talking about Abraham and Sarah, we considered seven qualities of a hero of faith. One of them was God first, no matter what. Let's see if this works. No. You'll have to move it on for me, Jem. Okay, so the first one is God, that you have God first no matter what, that God is your very first love. Then that you're a man or woman of prayer. We saw all these things through looking at Abraham and Sarah. That we listen to God, that we're obedient to God, that our vision isn't limited, that we are living sacrifices, and finally, of course, that we are people of faith. And so those were various qualities. Do we think it's going to weigh? So this is just going through those seven qualities, which we did last time. Under faith, this is a famous quote about what faith is. Trust God no matter what, even when it isn't happening or doesn't happen the way you thought. It's very famous in my study. Because that's my little definition of faith. Okay, trust God no matter what, even when it isn't happening or doesn't happen the way you thought. And what the writer of Hebrews says about faith is, now faith is confidence that in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And Raymond Brown, the scholar who, in his commentary on this passage, he wrote this: faith is man's response to what God has said. It takes seriously the message of God. It does not merely agree with God's word, but acts upon it. And the very significant thing about that is the last phrase. You know, it doesn't merely agree with God's word, but acts upon it. Because last time I said that, you know, if we are lacking in some of these qualities, actually, if we put our faith into action, then we will grow in our faith, we will grow in all of those qualities. So the very important thing is to put faith into action. Taking steps of faith, just as all of the heroes of faith did, leads to being heroes of faith as God has called us to be. So today we're going to look at Moses, and we're also going to look at the God of miracles, We're going to see how Moses knew and experienced the God of miracles and how he was able to take small steps of faith which led to bigger and bigger steps of faith and greater miracle events. So I'm going to pray now, and I'm going to pray that God will help us to know him better, to experience him more, so that our expectation will grow and that will enable us to take steps of faith. So let me pray. Lord God, as we are gathered here and we are focusing on you, as we know you are the God of miracles, I pray, Lord, that you help us to get to know you better. That, Lord, we would know you as the God of miracles, so that our expectation will grow of what you can and will do, so that we will faithfully take the steps of faith that you call us to. So, Holy Spirit, come now amongst us. Come and speak into our hearts and our minds. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, so what did Moses do? F.F. Bruce said this about Moses. Moses' whole life is marked by awareness of the presence and power of the unseen God and believing obedience to his word. Of course, that believing obedience is taking steps of faith. What did Moses do? What did Moses achieve? Anybody want to call out anything you know Moses did?
Parting of the waves, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah? Parting of the Red Sea. Yeah, now that was a pretty amazing miracle, wasn't it? That's an encounter with the God of miracles. Thanks, Nate. Anything else?
Lawgiver.
Lawgiver, yeah. He received the law from God and he shared it with people. And that was a big encounter of the God of miracles when God wrote on tablets of stone the Ten Commandments. Anything else? Yeah. Water from the rock. Yeah. The people were thirsty. They had no water, and so God said, "Hit that rock with a stick, and water came out." Another encounter with the God of miracles. Bob.
He gave up the palace that he was brought up in, and chose instead to join the people of God.
Yeah. Now you can imagine the fear that puts into me. He gave up the palace.
Please.
Bishop John's here, so don't ask him about the friendly between Bristol City and Crystal Palace. Okay? It's a little aside. I look forward to discussing that. Anyway, heading back to, yes? He went to Pharaoh 10 times and he didn't give up. And there were another 10 encounters with the God of miracles because, one plague followed another and Moses was told what to say to Pharaoh. He said it to Pharaoh and then it came to pass that the plague occurred. And eventually, of course, Pharaoh let the people go. So Moses did a tremendous amount. He wrote... We believe he wrote the first 5 books of the Bible, although he didn't quite write the end of Deuteronomy. We know that because he dies towards the end of Deuteronomy. So Moses did amazing things. He's known as a type of Jesus, as a forerunner of Jesus, because Moses was the person who led the people out of captivity, just as Jesus leads us out of captivity. Okay, so... I want us to look now then at steps of faith. Do you know that God is a God of miracles yourself? Do you experience that God is a God of miracles? And the way to experience God as a God of miracles is to take steps of faith. In Hebrews 11, which I hope you've got open still, you'll see the phrase by faith occurs 23 times. And every time he uses the phrase by faith, it always introduces a step of faith. And every time a person takes a step of faith, he encounters the God of miracles. It's not without challenges and suffering, but it's with great reward. So Moses takes steps of faith, and the writer of Hebrews outlines these. He says, by faith, Moses refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. As Bob said, he gave up the palace. He rejected honor, comfort, and material gain. He chose to be ill-treated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. Verse 26, he regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. Now, that's an amazing verse, because it shows that Moses, because he was so close to God, he heard God speak about Jesus. You might remember Abraham. It was the same for Abraham. He heard God speak about Jesus. He knew that someone was coming, a prophet like him was coming, who was going to change everything. And he could see that coming ahead. And he took steps of faith believing that. By faith, he kept the Passover and the application of blood, which was when the blood was put on the wooden doorposts, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. And then by faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. And then you could continue. I mean, this is where the writer of Hebrews stops, but you can continue and continue. Or the other many things that Moses did, taking one step of faith after another and encountering the God of miracles. So continuing to think about steps of faith, and thinking about, well, okay, how does this apply to me then? What steps of faith am I called to take? I'm just going to tell you a few stories of steps of faith that I took, because I know you love hearing about me. The first one is in the area. By the way, do you like that picture? Step of faith. That's what steps of faith is all about. You can't see, and you're actually at the end of God's hand, and you think, well, if I take another step, I don't know what's below. But actually, you take another step, and what do you know? God's hand continues to be there. Okay? So, steps of faith that I've taken. So, first of all, when I actually became a Christian, that was an enormous step of faith. As many of you know, many of you have heard my story before, I was a bit of a bad lad. And then, age 26, everything changed miraculously. And my values changed, my attitudes changed, my appetites changed, and all my friends, my family were absolutely amazed. And even though that was way back in 1979, 40 years ago, they're still amazed. They're still amazed. So becoming a Christian felt just like that, actually, because it felt like I was stepping into nowhere when I finally made my decision to become a Christian. But I landed on something, and I landed on the rock, which is Jesus. So another step of faith I took. Now, that step is in the area of my relationship with God. Another step of faith I took was, after I became a Christian, things were so great, I so loved being a Christian, I started to feel that God was saying to me, you know, that he wanted me to do Christian work. So I wasn't sure about this, and just so happened that I'd been to Liverpool to visit my brother's church, and there was the leader of the church there, a guy called Ross, and I knew that Ross was, he was looking to employ a youth evangelist, okay? Now, I'd actually only been a Christian about a year at this time, and when I was back in Newcastle, where I lived, as I prayed about it, I said to God, God, if Ross rings me and says to me, I want you to consider this job as an evangelist, I'll see that as a sign that you want me to go into Christian work. Okay? And I was a little bit nervous about this, and I was at a friend's house, and a friend came to me and says, oh, there's a phone call for you from Liverpool. And I went, oh my goodness, oh no, is this going to be Ross? And handed it to me, and he said, it's your brother. And I thought, oh, of course, it's my brother, it's not going to be Ross. So I took the phone, and Leonard, my brother, said, oh, Melvin, I've got Ross here for you. And the rest is history, because I did see that as God saying to me, he wanted me in Christian work, so I ended up going to Bible college, etc., etc. So you can blame Ross, okay, for me being here. So that was a step of faith in the area of service. And then there's another step of faith I want to tell you about in the area of life choices. When I was 15, I knew this little girl who was really cute. She was very pretty as well. And even though I was a big 15-year-old, I quite liked her. And then we went our separate ways. And 21 years later, I was invited to her parents' 40th anniversary. And we met, and we got on really well. And we met a few weeks later, because we lived about 300 miles apart. We met a few weeks later for a second time. And then we were going to meet a third time, and I went to see my friend, who was also my spiritual director, leader, mentor. And I said to him, there's this girl, I think I'm going to ask her out. And I was expecting him to have a go at me, tell me off and say, Melvin, you need to be, you know, she's only just become, oh, she had become a Christian, by the way. In between my first and second meeting, she'd become a Christian. Just after the second one. Anyway, so he said to me, rather than tell me off, he said to me, you're going to marry this girl, aren't you? And I'm like, oh my goodness. Because this person, he had a very big track record as a prophet. So I was very nervous about this. And I felt God tell me that I needed to pray all the way from Northumberland down to London as I drove there to see this young lady, and to pray in tongues the whole way. Well, I tell you, that's 6 hours. That's a long time, but I did it. And I felt that was a really important time of prayer. And so I was staying with my aunt just round the corner from where she lived. And so we saw a lot of each other over that weekend. On the Friday night, by the way, when I got there, I asked her out. She said yes. And on the Sunday night, she was just talking about how she hadn't been a Christian very long, and she was never going to catch up with me. And I came out with, bear in mind, I was trying to avoid the subject of marriage the whole time after what my mentor had said. I just came out with, I want to marry you as you are. And she said, yes, all right then. So that was 8 weeks after we met. And that young lady's name is June. And there she is. And that really felt like a big step of faith, because it really felt like God was saying to both of us, we both felt God was really in this. And lots of miracles occurred immediately after that. We saw God's provision and blessing. Do you know, I was working for Youth for Christ at the time, living by faith, and so I had very little money. We ended up being able to have a 6-week honeymoon in Australia. Yeah, God's got more, you see. God's got more. And it's about steps of faith and encountering the God of miracles. And guess what today is? Our 29th anniversary.
Hooray!
So, what I would... Oh, so that's life choices. So consider for yourself, what steps of faith... You might want to think about steps of faith you have already taken in your relationship with God, in service, and in life choices. Now, life choices may be big or may be small. Do you know, I had another amazing occurrence encountering the God of miracles when God spoke to me about buying a car. And I didn't have any money, but it really felt strong that I had to buy a car. And I didn't know how I was going to do it. And I was working in Bradford at the time, and so I decided, well, look, if I buy a car, I'll want a Datsun 120Y. That was a good car in its day. And it would need to be a year old. And it need to be white. Right? because that's the car I wanted. And so I thought, well, I'm sure I've seen a Datsun dealer somewhere. And I turned the corner, and there it was. So I drove straight into this Datsun dealer, and it was a Sunday evening, okay, so everything was closed up. And I parked. I thought, well, I'll just have a look at what cars they've got. And I got out of the car, and right next to me was a car, as you would, you know. And it was white. I thought, that's a good start. It was a Datsun. Whoa! It was a 120Y! Thank goodness me! It was a year old from the red. And that's pretty convincing, isn't it? Yeah? The registration letters were MCP, which are my initials. It was the first car I'd ever seen in my life with my initials on, and actually since then I've only seen one other, I think one other. Yeah. Amazing. You know, when you take a step of faith, you encounter the God of miracles. So life choices can be big, somebody you marry, or your new job, or new place to live, or whatever, or they can be much smaller, like a new car or whatever. But steps of faith. Now, there are stumbling blocks to steps of faith. Moses encountered these stumbling blocks. So Moses made a lot of excuses. If you look at the encounter he has with God with the burning bush, he makes one excuse after another. And then Moses encountered lots of opposition. And Moses was sometimes fearful. He says in Exodus 17, well, it says in Exodus 17, Moses cried out to the Lord, "What am I to do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me." Right? And then also circumstances. So all these things can be stumbling blocks to us taking steps of faith. But what do you notice about those guys in the picture? What are they doing? Climbing up. What do they have to do in order to climb up? Take a step of faith. Yeah? So if circumstances are against us, if we have opposition, there's all kinds of excuses that we can make, and we're fearful, take the step of faith anyway. And it's God who enables us to do that. It's trusting in God. It's allowing God to fill us with His Spirit. And so we take the step of faith anyway. And as we take the step of faith, which is exactly what Moses did, and if we had time, we could go through lots more of examples of how Moses went through one thing after another by taking steps of faith. So do we make excuses? Do we face opposition? Are we sometimes fearful? Are circumstances against us? Well, look, I know that you have at least faith as small as a mustard seed, and I know that I have at least faith as small as a mustard seed, so therefore we can take the steps of faith that God calls us to. And when we do that, we encounter the God of miracles, and He helps us to grow. Moses led the people out of Egypt, despite the fact he was 80 years old at the time, and performed wonders and signs in Egypt at the Red Sea, and for 40 years in the wilderness. So there's a quote from Martin Luther, "Faith is taking the first step even when you can't see the whole staircase." At the end of Moses' life, he was able to say this to Joshua, who was taking over from him as the leader of the Israelites. He says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." And he was able to say that because that was his own experience. That God never left him or forsook him. And then Joshua hears this himself at the beginning of the book of Joshua, chapter 1. God says to him, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous." And I love that picture because it says, you know, let's identify with the person in that picture who knows Jesus is with us all the time. Jesus is with us. He says he will never leave us or forsake us. Picture yourself in that picture, you know, and it's true right now that Jesus is with you. You and I need to know, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous. So, this is an invitation to you to respond to what we've been talking about. These are things which I am suggesting that we say to God and to ourselves. I know that God is always with me, so I will be strong and courageous. I'm not going to be strong and courageous because I'm a great superhero and I'm really, you know, strong and whatever. I'm going to be strong and courageous because I know God is with me. I will put my trust in the God of miracles. I will take steps of faith, putting my faith and trust in the God of miracles into action. So, what I'm going to invite you to do is just think about those words, and then if you feel that those are words that you want to say, I'm going to invite you to stand. If you feel that that's something you want to say, I know that God is always with me, so I will be strong and courageous. I will put my trust in the God of miracles. I will take steps of faith, putting my faith and trust in the God of miracles into action. Now, I'm standing because I want to say those things. As soon as you're ready, if you want to. Partly, you know, we may feel under pressure to stand because everybody else is standing. I hope that you will ignore that totally and only stand because this is what you want to say to God this morning. So I'm going to just invite you just to close your eyes and just to receive. Do you know when we're obedient to God and when we make promises to God, He responds to that. He can respond to that because as we make those promises to God, we're opening ourselves to Him. We're opening ourselves to receive from Him. So know that God wants to pour into your life now. Come, Holy Spirit, amongst us. Father God, I pray that you'd fill each one of us standing before you with the presence and power of your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your Spirit, Lord. Make us more like Jesus. Increase our faith in you. Lord God, may we know that as you were with Moses, so you are with us. May we each know that you will never leave or forsake us. May we be able to be strong and courageous in the strength and the faith that you give us. So impart faith to us now, Father God. Impart strength and faith to us. Impart courage to us. Impart the boldness of the Holy Spirit to us. May we receive from you, Lord. And we worship you, Father, as the God of miracles. Amen. Now Rob's going to continue to lead us now as we praise and worship the God of miracles.